Good afternoon, Acadiana, and welcome to Cane Radio's Chip Shot. Steady Slam with here in the air chair. 367-1240 is our number. However, we have a special guest coming on in the next segment, so we're not going to be taking your calls, but you're going to want to stay tuned in for a big-time PGA golf pro that's in our section here and won many awards and has a lot of good things to tell us. So stay tuned for that as well. What a gorgeous weekend, huh? How many times have I said that in a row now? Wow. Can't complain about the weather. Perfect for golf or anything you want to do outside. I'm certainly blessed for that. And with Thanksgiving coming up, we need to thank the good Lord for some good weather that we've had. Of course, I want to thank our sponsors, Coca-Cola. Let's start out with them. One of our title sponsors, Mr. Lee Tafford, sponsors high school sports as well as Chip Shots, along with a lot of other things. So we thank Coca-Cola and Mr. Lee Tafford for their contribution to Chip Shots. Another title sponsor, GolfBalls.com, located on Arnold Boulevard right there in Lafayette, and got their humble start right here in New Iberia. Go check them out for the holiday season. You can get just about anything you want in the world of golf. Soft goods, hard goods, they're all there in their big showroom, and you can hit some golf balls into their simulator as well. If you have a little time, try out some of their demonstrator clubs. GolfBalls.com. Of course, our local golf clubs. I'm going to kind of speed through this so that you can see if we can get on our special guest pretty soon. But Eagle Ridge, Cane Row, Sugar Oaks, and Bellevue, we want to thank them for sponsoring Chip Shots and for giving us some local golf news. So we'll start out with Bellevue. They had a Ryder Cup-style match with their sister golf club, St. Mary's in Berwick. I think Bellevue and St. Mary might be the only two nine-hole golf courses left, not only in the state of Louisiana, but, well, let's leave it at that. I'm not sure, but not too many nine-hole courses left. At any rate, they had a nine-hole, well, they had 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, one day at Bellevue, the other day at St. Mary, and like I said, Ryder Cup-style matches. On Saturday, they had best ball and alternate shot, and then on Sunday, individual or singles match play. And Bellevue kept the cup that they won the last year by having a 16-8 score over St. Mary. In the singles match winners on Sunday, Brandon Burdett, Ty Burdett, Asser Tibbs, Sailor Tibbs, Robbie Dardon, and Todd Ponte led the contingent there. And then in the team match the day before, Brandon and Asser were winners, as well as Ty and Nick Molada. So congratulations to the Bellevue contingent there, keeping their Ryder Cup in the city of Franklin. And then congratulations as we move to Eagle Ridge. Zane Kidd and Gary's son and the superintendent of Eagle Ridge had a baby boy a couple of weeks ago. His name is Wesley. It's the first time Gary's a grandfather. I know he'll enjoy that. Boxcore and I certainly do. Also at Eagle Ridge, results from their Eagle Ridge Open a couple of 3 weeks ago. First place, Brody LeBlanc and Ryan Gosselin. In the first flight, first place, Craig Lala and Brian Saunier. Second flight, Mike Meadows and Greg Denlinger. And then in the third flight, Pete Delcombe and his son. They all had a good time and played a nice tournament that they had started there. Then moving on down to Sugar Oaks, they had that 11th anniversary last week, or rather week before last, and they had a couple of days of tournaments and excitement and fun. And the first off was the Wednesday Twilight Scramble. A bunch of people participated. Winning first place was Jason Hebert, Cheryl Granger, and Chris Bork with minus four. Tying for second with minus two. So splitting second and third was Matt Hebert, Avia McLaughlin, and Chris Segura. And the other team was Greg Dubois, Don Sarkis, and Joss Patton. Great time was held by all, and awesome food was served to all the players after play. And then also at Sugar Oaks, their Wednesday, November 7th Twilight Scramble was canceled. They're starting a little too late in the day for people to get off work with the daylight savings time, so they have to cancel that for lack of participation. But on Friday, they had a shootout. That's Friday, November 19th. Four-team format. So winning the front, back, and 18 was Greg Dubois, Ron Finley, Nicky Melanson, and Chris Segura. Then they incorporated a skins game for their players where each put up a certain number of dollars into the pot, And if you win one hole, beat all the other players in the field, you win some skins. And that could be a quite substantial amount of money. So winning five skins was Dylan Mesh. Kyle Mesh also won five skins. And then three skins was Keith Domang and Chris Segura. Nice deal there. Take home some Christmas money or Thanksgiving money in your pocket. Then Sunday, November 21st, they had a shootout. Same format, front, back, and 18, only this time it's individual. Winning the front with plus three was Ricky Bork. Then winning the back in the 18 as well was Paul Ladasur, plus six and plus eight. And here's the skins. A lot of times skins are won by players that don't necessarily win the tournament because they hit a hot hole and, boom, knock all the other players out. So with four skins was Robert Burton, Paul Olivier, and Paul Ladasur. That's 12 skins, and Dylan Mesh won the other three, and a couple left out as well. All right, at Sugar Oaks, they had the Pro-Am there. Most recently, 92 players participated. Doug Biard, Nolan Granger, Dusty Hoffpower, and Ann Bourgeois were the winners, winning $110. Redeemable at golfballs.com. They were plus 14, and they actually tied the team of Chris Viator, Robert Burton, Al Moss, and Bro Provo because Doug was plus 7. He beat out Chris Viator, who was only plus 3. But they did win low pro and low A player. Low B player was Matt Hebert. He was plus 10. And low C player, Charlie Ibert, plus 4. And the low D player, Glenn Dupuy, plus 10. All right, then also at Sugar Oaks, the KC tournament recently held. Doug Biard, Tom Biard, and Garrett Willis won with a 59 tie. Nick Boudreau, Bo Boudreau, and Kevin Arsenault, 59, won on a scorecard playoff. And then the Gator Golf Club, which stems out of Sugar Oaks. Their latest was at the Contraband in Lake Charles. It was a tough day as only one player out of the 36 made plus points. But in the first flight with a minus one was Tyler Woodley. Second flight, minus four, Tony Viator. And then in the senior flight, the only guy with plus was Ted Sellers, plus four. A couple of weeks, they'll have their next and last tournament of the season at Coshatty Pines, right there in Kinda, another casino course where I'm sure they'll take their wives and go play a practice round, spend some money that night at the casino, and teed up the next day in the tournament. And Cane Row had an exciting weekend. Of course, if you want to join there, $142 a month, it's a nice present gift for the holidays to give your loved one. And the benefits are numerous, and we're always promoting this, but you can book your tee time a week in advance. That's a nice deal to do there. And the LGA handicap system, which came in nice and handy for the tournament they had this weekend. They have that provided by the Louisiana Golf Association. And then there's specials. If you're a member, you get 20% off of all soft goods, and that's year-round, 10% off of all hard goods. And then periodically they have specials in the bar and grill for food and drinks as well. But if you're not a member, you should be, you get a weekday special. It's called a Twilight, $30 after 2 o'clock. And then the weekend special, which is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, $40 also after 2 o'clock. And that senior special on Tuesdays and Thursdays, if you're 60 plus, $36. Pretty good deal there. And once again, a good gift idea is a punch card for those who are not members. Four rounds of golf for $150. And then that club championship coming up in a couple of weeks as well. December 4th and 5th, it was moved from about a month ago till now, and hopefully the weather continues to stay pretty and they can get in some more tournaments. Then recently, Cane Rose Pro, their new pro, Ryan Desimo, teamed up with Kevin Arsenault and went to Squire Creek in Condren up in North Louisiana and played in a pro scratch tournament. The highlight of that was not their play in the tournament, but the practice round, because Ryan made a hole-in-one. On October 31st, he aced the par 3 fifth hole with a pitching wedge from 146. Nice going there, pro. And then Cane Row had that big championship this weekend. What a great time Friday night was held. Well, I'm going to say about 25 players participated in the Calcutta, and Coach Brendan Des did an awesome job of announcing the winners as well. I mean, announcing the teams or getting them to spend a little money. And so the championship flight, I'm going to breeze through this because we've got our guest calling in shortly. Uh-oh, somebody's here.
Yeah, we have to call him. So just take your time. I told him 5:30.
No, I called him and told him 5:20.
Okay, all right.
It's okay. It's okay. It's all good. But welcome aboard. Hi there.
Well, I've been here.
Okay, I can't see. Remember, December 1st?
You did, look to your right. Look to your right.
Seriously? You're too good.
And by the way, just as a side note, before you get into this, real quick, I just Googled while you were talking, I was out there.
Okay.
You never believe how many 9-hole courses there are still in Louisiana.
Really? Wow. Well, one day I'm going to have to let you expound upon that. We don't have
no, but there's,
time
there's
right
42
now. Wow.
9-hole courses.
Okay. So let me breeze through this, because it's a pretty important tournament. Boxcore U was supposed to be the MC.
I was, yes.
And I'm sorry Brent took your place, but he did an awesome job, I got to admit.
Well, great. Thank you. Thanks for making me feel good, Ted. I'll see you later.
You should feel bad.
I'll see you next week.
You should feel real bad.
All right.
All right. Championship flight went to the favorites. Brody LeBlanc and Corey Hassel shot 61-60. This is a scramble format, 121. They won by two shots over David Hebert and Hal Bertrand. 62-61, 123. Now, just a little caveat here. The senior players got the tee off from the up tees, which was a late tournament decision. And it affected the play here, as you well see, because that's a senior team.
What was the senior definition?
I'm not sure the age group. But, they let these people complain, So third place went to Bill Land and John Davis, who are obviously seniors.
Oh, gosh, yes.
But
yes.
Outstanding and excellent players. They had 62-63, 124 in the championship flight. Now, I don't have the Calcutta results, but they were all bidding and betting and like, wow, man, it was just incredible.
But there was only 25 players? That.
No, 25 people were there bidding,
But I'm just surprised that. With 98 teams and not more people.
Oh, look, they had people on the phone calling. Bid by proxy. Live going, oh, yeah.
Okay.
And then they raised their hand.
All right, I got you.
They were there in spirit, maybe, not physically.
I hate the electronic media age. In the old days, you had to show up at the golf course, right?
But, yeah, I guess. You're right. You didn't have, you couldn't get your
no,
phone
you couldn't
and
just
carry
call
it around.
No.
Okay, first flight went to Jacob Friu, a dark horse, along with Ryan Gosselin, 130 they shot. And then in the second flight, Cullen Richard, along with Justin Segura, shot 126, another dark horse, in my opinion. And then third flight, this was pretty obvious, Rodney Smith and Gordon Perry, they were both present. Well, Mr. Smith was present there for the Calcutta, 124 in the third flight. Then the fourth flight, Gary Colombe and Eric Pelche shot even par 144. Ought about do it for the local stuff. We can talk for a little while until Padre calls in. How about that?
I'm just okay. So third flight one, 62-60. Like I don't know, man. I'm confused now. There was no handicaps, right?
No handicaps.
Jeez, that was low
straight
scores.
Up. Straight up, yeah. Well,
third,
I mean,
60. So that's average of 62. I mean. 144?
No, 144. 72-72.
Oh, okay. Even I thought, four. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So, I mean, like.
I got you.
The rest of the flights were pretty close, and that was Ryan's job along with,
about
the handicap to put them in a flight. They didn't have a choice, and
it wasn't
necessarily flighted by handicap. So.
Yeah.
And that's why the senior players were complaining, we can't compete with our handicap because our handicap's established at the senior
team,
blah, blah, blah. Same old sob story.
And all you have to do is just do a senior flight next year.
I think that would have been the ticket for him.
You learn from these things.
Yeah,
that's the first one. Do a senior flight. And if you want to play, you can play in the senior flight or you can play in the open flight.
Exactly. Give them their option.
And the senior flight, you make it a net thing because you're going to obviously nobody's going to compete with Bill Land and John Davis.
But the only thing with doing it net is that each handicap has to be verified.
No, I get that.
And a lot of these players don't have a legitimate handicap.
I know.
Not to their demise, but the fact that they may not be a member of a course or they may be playing here or there. They might be like the Lafayette Senior Men's Association that plays all over and tries to establish a handicap like that, which is really not
Well,
adequate.
It's but to me, if you're playing in the pro-am, the Canadian pro-am, that's close enough to a legitimate handicap.
That's a different animal when you're playing for cash. You know,
well,
these guys put up a lot of money. The guy who, a guy named Mesh, I don't know. He was hurt in the offshore Horizon disaster thing. A couple of years. Yeah, and must have got a buku amount of money. He was bidding on every team, and finally Rodney Smith came up to me and he said, "This guy's got to win first place." Even you know they were bidding on
to break even.
It was crazy. But you know,
wow.
I mean, when you got all kind of money, what. It's just fun, you know, to make the bidding go up. And like I told you earlier, a lot of people on their phones calling their partner or whatever and getting the bid.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So how long did it last?
About 2 hours.
They did
the third and fourth flights, they silent auctioned. So
okay.
Looks like
our guest.
So what I'll do is take some commercials and we'll be back in a bit. Stay tuned. You're listening to
Too difficult approach shots. Sugar Oaks Golf Course is a semi-private course that's open to the public. Our guest rates are very attractive, and our monthly dues are accommodating. Give us a call for your tee time. That's Sugar Oaks Golf Course in New Iberia. Phone 337-364-7611. 364-7611.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew. Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
The GolfBalls.com Retail Center is now open and better than ever. Stop by our newly renovated store to shop the latest in golf balls, clubs, and apparel from brands such as Titleist, TaylorMade, Callaway, and Under Armour. Check out our new state-of-the-art golf simulator and demo the hottest irons, drivers, and putters. Featuring 20,000 square feet of golf equipment and gear, GolfBalls.com was founded here in Acadiana 25 years ago and remains the world leader in golf customization. Located on Arnold Boulevard next to Harbor Freight Tools and, of course, online at GolfBalls.com.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
Kane's Fishing and Hunting Show, Friday morning at 7 on the all-new Kane 107.5. Hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
And welcome back to Chip Shot. Steady Sliming with you here in the air chair along with my friend and compadre, Ralph Boxcar Bergeron. And I believe we have on the line a dear friend of mine, Mr. Robbie Gehringer from Oak Wing in Alexandria. Hello there.
Hey, Teddy, how you doing this afternoon?
Man, I'm doing great. So glad to have you on. I know we've been talking about this for a while, and Ralph got you to hook up and call in, and we're so proud to have you here. Just to let the listeners know, you are the winner of the Gulf States Section PGA Professional of the Year, which is the highest honor for those listening in our Gulf States PGA Section. So congratulations on that. Tell me a little bit about how does it feel to have that such an honor bestowed upon you?
Well, it's an honor that my family has really enjoyed having Teddy. You know, when everybody votes for him, professional, it's an awesome deal to be recognized like that. It's just something that my family will cherish the rest of their lives. So it's something that we're very proud of in our family.
Well, I guess you are. And tell us, how long you been a golf pro? How long you been a PGA pro?
Right at 20 years, Teddy. I've been a golf pro. You know, I was at Alexander Golf and Country Club for 12 years, and I've been at Oak Wing for the past 6 years. So hadn't been that long as a golf pro, but I've been playing golf all my life. You know that. You know.
Sure.
I got to be friends with a lot of people down there in Lafayette. You know, I caddied for Shirley Pecard a long time ago.
Wow.
Got to watch Buddy Sharp play in the Deep South Four Balls. What a great player he was. Coach Bass, Bob Bass, lives here in town. You know, I got to watch Bob, you know, coach the ULL team that your boy Theo does now. And John Davis and Bill Lynn, I played golf with them and watched Andrew Noto and Tyler Leday grow up, you know, from Lafayette, play golf down there and stuff. Just been a huge part of my life. And, you know, my buddies, the golf pros, Cliff Wagner and Wartell Thomas and David Gary and Todd Robinson and Ed Seltzer, they've all been my friends all these years. I'm very lucky to have all those guys.
Yeah, so that's awesome. And so your roots are deep in golf as well as in Acadiana. But you got to go to the 105th PGA annual meeting in Milwaukee, Wisconsin recently, and it was your first annual meeting. And I read a little bit about it on the Internet there. But I would certainly like to have your feelings on what an experience that was.
It was quite an experience. You get to meet all the golf professionals that are on the boards from the 41 sections in the United States. And you get to meet a lot of old PGA presidents that were there, former presidents. We have our own Ken Lindsay still alive from the Gulf States PGA. And Mr. Lindsay is one of the nicest men you'll ever meet in your life. He knows more about the PGA. He is Mr. PGA of America. He's beloved and just one of the nicest men you'll ever meet in your life. I went down as a delegate to vote on a couple issues that we had. I had to leave a little early, but it's truly something to go to if you ever have an opportunity as a PGA professional and you're invited to go. It's a lot of fun.
That's what I understand. I did recognize Ken Lindsay's picture taken with you. I perused through all the pictures you had taken, and that was pretty awesome. My next question is, you got to indulge in some beer, I understand, over there in Milwaukee, which is, of course, the capital of so what does a spotted cow taste like?
It was all right. Everybody loved that beer. I didn't think it was that good a beer. I got to speak to Coach Barry Alvarez, too, from Wisconsin, former football coach. And, he played LSU a couple times. Quite a guy. You know, most football coaches are like that. But I like Bud Light way better than I did Spotted Cow.
Apparently, the European Ryder Cup team likes Spotted. Well, the caddies, they love the Spotted Cow. They had a lot of hangover stories.
I did not know that.
Yes.
I did not know that. Yeah. But you know, Robert Brown, our executive director of the Gulf States PGA, this is his 31st one that he had been to. And Robert Brown, everybody knows him there. We're so lucky to have Robert Brown as our executive director of the Gulf States PGA. He's the man. People come asking questions and problems, and we're just so fortunate to have Robert Brown as our executive director of the Gulf States PGA.
You know, that's hard to wrap your head around it. 31 times he's been there, you know, at the annual meeting. And I know he's a legend in our area, but truly across the country, the 41 sections that comprises up almost 30,000 PGA golf pros, he is known throughout. And Robert's done an awesome job. He's an awesome person to go with it. And, you know, that's why our section is so looked upon highly. And
Absolutely, Teddy. It's the Gulf States PGA is one of the smaller sections in the United States, but you would not believe the respect and how they're revered throughout all these sections. It's just unbelievable. It's just unbelievable until you see it. It's phenomenal, man. I had a good time. I hope I get invited back.
Well, you certainly deserve it. Tell us about the Ryder Cup. Boxcar mentioned the Ryder Cup played there in Wisconsin this past year, and you got to take a picture with the actual Ryder Cup.
It was pretty cool. You get to go in the room, and they have the Ryder Cup and the PGA trophy. They have a lot of trophies in there. You can take pictures with them and stuff. Steve Stricker was supposed to come, and he was he got tied up, but they had a outing the day I left. They were all going to Whistling Straits to play it. I'm glad I didn't. It was 35 degrees. The wind was going about 15 miles an hour. So being from the south, I would have probably died out there playing golf.
Yeah, you're right.
Like that. So it was Milwaukee's a pretty town. It's kind of a neat place to go. I really enjoyed seeing Milwaukee.
Good.
So, Mr. Gehringer, first of all, really enjoyed meeting you this past weekend, and enjoyed taking part in the scramble out there at Oak Wing. So my question is kind of a general question. Obviously, with golf, we saw a big boom with the Tiger Woods era, and then things have kind of flattened out for a while. And part of it was, I think, the economy and obviously Tiger, getting hurt and not being prominent and just kind of that revolving door of the, who the next superstar might have been. And then all of a sudden, unexpectedly, who would have thought that a pandemic would actually benefit golf and bring new players to the game? And so if you can just kind of talk about what y'all experienced at Oak Wing as far as during COVID, how you've seen maybe new players come out there and hopefully what's being done to attract them and keep them at playing golf.
Ralph, that is a great question, and it, one that's been a boom to golf that was in kind of a spiral downward, but the pandemic, COVID-19, has helped the golf industry more than any other industry in the world right now. I have seen players that have never played this game, and when they walk into pro shop, you would never think that they were golfers or even attempted to play golf, that come and play at our club now. They're trying very hard. Of course, sometimes they play a little slow, or they decide to play a six-some, or they decide to wear a muscle shirt out there, and they have to go out there or bring their own beverages on the course. We're all experienced that, but you know what? If you deal with it right, you don't want to run these people off, because they're future customers. And we need these people to keep golf growing. And I see a lot of young people playing now, which we didn't have before. We were like a bunch of old dinosaurs playing golf. And now I see a lot of kids that are enjoying the game, and they're playing music out there now, and wearing different kind of shoes and different shirts. And who really cares? It's just a boom to golf. I mean, I want the game of golf to keep growing for my grandson, for everybody to enjoy the game. So I'm glad that golf's booming right now.
Well, and kudos to you for supporting a lot of the junior golf tournaments at Oak Wing and in the Alexandria area, because that's helping promote the game as well, junior golf. I know you've had a couple of what my grandson played in as well. So we thank you for that and for all you're doing, to help promote the game. And, that's why you won that award.
I'm glad to see that Theo and Drew are making those tournaments. It's just a great opportunity for young kids to play great golf courses for a very cheap price. I mean, y'all got three kids down there, Eli Ortego and Jay Mendel and the Kel Fontenot kids that are they're superstars that y'all have grown down there in Lafayette. And these kids are the future. And I hope some of those kids that are playing right now look up to these kids, because Eli and Jay and Kel, they're good kids and they're good role models. And, I hope those kids kind of look at these boys and kind of emulate them, because they're good kids, these boys are.
Yeah. Well, you're right on there.
Yeah, that's one of the things, Mr. Gehringer. I told you, for a short period of time after I retired, I worked out at the Wetlands with David Gary and the UL golf team really helped with the junior league out there, and that's one of the things I noticed. And I know I just know Theo in general, and he's not going to recruit hoodlums or prima donnas, but these kids were just so willing to give their time. They're obviously not getting paid or making money, but to help grow the game again and work with these junior golfers, it's just rewarding to see that.
Well, that's one thing that Teddy's boy teaches. He teaches you first how to be a good human being, and the second thing he teaches is how to be a golfer. And I'm going to tell you, the first thing will carry a lot further than being a golfer. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. So.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Well, Robbie, one thing I'm disappointed in, I was reading the article, you said your best friend, Beaver, from the Wisconsin section. Gee, I thought I was your best friend.
From Nebraska. Beaver's one of my best. His name's Jonathan Beaver. I went to PGA school with him, and I talk to Jonathan once a week. He's one of my best friends in the whole world. He's a kind soul like you, Ted. He's just a good fellow.
Go ahead.
I wanted to say hello to my buddy Phil Bornlong. He lives in Lafayette. Mm-hmm. And when I won my award, my Golf Professional of the Year award, I hadn't spoke to Phil in about 25 years. And he called me on the phone after he saw it. And we've renewed our friendship. And it's funny how God does stuff like that. But it's the best thing that came out of winning my award, the 2020 Golf Professor, is having my old friend back with me. We have the same birthday.
Wow.
The same life with football and everything, and he's been my best friend for years. We weren't friends for a long time, and God put us back together. So I'm grateful for that. That's what golf does.
That's exactly right. You know, you wouldn't have won that award if it wasn't meant for you to pass it on in a certain way or fashion. The good Lord wants you to get on that platform and promote the game of golf, young people, and, you know, goodwill as well, you know, among people who play golf and the camaraderie and friendships that are developed there. So continue the good work. We certainly are proud of you for sure. Now, I understand that on December 5th, there's an awards dinner at Old Waverly in West Point, Mississippi. So is that where you'll get the honor?
Yes. It was delayed because of COVID.
So right.
The 2020 and the 2021 Golf Professional Year. You know, the 21 Golf Professional of the Year this year is Marie Gately. She's the first female golf professional to ever win the award in our section. And look. This lady, she's as deserving as any person in the United States. Marie Gately is the ultimate golf professional in our section. She is a phenomenal young lady that just is awesome. She's going to be a PGA president one of these days for the PGA of America. I promise you that. I may not see it. She's going to be the president.
Yeah.
I promise you one day.
Well, I wish I could be there, but unfortunately, things are popping in my life right now. I'm just moved out of my house and living in an apartment, and then I'm fixing to have eye surgery. So, but I wish you well there, and you and I's friendship will grow stronger all the time.
Yeah, Mr. Gerringer.
For a long time, about 50 years, man, so that's a long time, Teddy. I hope we can go another 50 years.
Maybe so.
Well, I promise you, I have a couple more questions.
No, no, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I have a couple more questions if you have time, Mr. Gerringer. Well, first of all, whenever Teddy has his eye surgery and he's fixed, we're going to get together and play, okay?
Definitely.
We're going to come down there, and we're going to play, and then after, I'm going to treat y'all to some Lebanese food, okay?
No way, huh?
Well...
I'm gonna bring my own, Robbie.
Well, you get a full plate. I think Mr. Robbie said he's only half Lebanese, so I'll give him half a plate. But or he has to pay half the bill.
You just come eat at my house. But
no, I wanted to ask you. I mean, we obviously talked about a lot of the positive things happening right now, but just if you don't mind, because I mean I know there's still a lot behind the scenes. You know, I know again. Kind of harkening back just the last couple of years, what I saw firsthand at the golf courses with the challenges as far as trying to manage the day-to-day operations with the rising cost of equipment, labor, fertilizers, the some of the chemicals being banned, and just kind of talk a little bit about, you know, what it's like on a day-to-day basis with you know, try to get I guess be on the same page with the superintendent and try to manage, you know, just to keep the golf course in the best condition you can with the budget you have to work with.
That is so true, Ralph. You know, we meet once a week, the superintendent and I, and we ride the golf course, and we pick out certain areas that are needed right then to be fixed or we can address. And, you know, then we have some long-range issues that, you know, that we put on the side, that, you know, that we'll address them as we can get to them. When we have the labor, you know, labor's been a problem here lately. A lot of folks have, you know, there's a lot of job openings, but people don't want to work right now for some reason. And that's the problem that we ran into is labor issues with folks working on the ground screw and stuff. But, you know, we work within that budget. You know, we can address certain things. And we're always trying to make the golf course a better product every day. And Kyle Swartz, the guy that's our great superintendent, does a fantastic job of trying to keep it in pristine condition. And you know, the greens are good all the time. And, you know, we've got a renovation coming up, $1.5 million.
Wow.
Our bunker and the drainage, the England Authority has approved it, and we're going to start here real soon, as soon as the architect approves everything. So
nice.
Upwind's going to be a really, really good place to play here within the next year, I promise you.
Yeah, I got to tell you, we had a great time Sunday or Saturday, and I kept telling myself, you know, my son kept reminding me, you're not playing at, you know, Sugar Oaks, Dad. You know, the greens are a lot faster over here. And it took, well, after 18 holes, I still hadn't quite figured that out yet. You know, he was like, just tap it. You know, it's going to get there. And, yeah, so I had a little rough day on the greens putting. But man, they really were. They rolled good. They were fast. And, you know, you as a player, that's what you really want is fast greens. You know, we just get it online and it'll get there. And so kudos. We had a great time. And what again, you know, what a gem of a golf trip it is to have right there in central Louisiana at Alexandria, where you can go play two of the courses on the Audubon Trail within a mile of each other. That's just incredible.
It is. So when y'all want to have a little giveaway contest, y'all come and I'll be glad to give y'all a couple rounds of golf at Oak Wing, and y'all can have a contest one day. The lowest score at the Masters or something like that, I'll give y'all four rounds of golf for one of y'all's groups, and y'all can send them to Oak Wing. How about that?
Oh, that'd be awesome. We'll certainly call you on that one.
Absolutely. Sounds like a winner. Yep.
Please do. That'd be great.
Okay, well, we'll...
Yep. And again, thanks for being our guest, and we really appreciate your time. And congratulations again on the highest honor you can get in the Gulf States section.
Ralph, Teddy, thank y'all for having me on. I hope y'all have me on sometimes in the future. I'd like to be on again with you guys, just talking golf. Y'all do a great job. Happy Thanksgiving to y'all. I hope y'all are blessed this year with your family and stuff. And the good Lord's good to y'all. You hear?
Thank you there, Robbie. We deeply appreciate that. And don't eat too much kibbe and meshy on Thursday now. Save some for me.
I will, Teddy. I love you here.
I love you too, man.
Thanks for having me on.
God bless you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Uh-huh. All right, Mr. Robbie Garinger, head pro and director of golf at Oak Wing in Alexandria, where we hope to go play someday soon, right, Boxcore?
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, as soon as your surgery is done and the weather's good, we're going to make a little trip out, and we're gonna do the twofer, you know, play the links and play there. I mean, you play both courses in one day, right by each other, and
right.
I wanted to ask them if they ever, but I mean, you know, obviously we're limited with time, but if they ever like do any tournaments, kind of like what the Wetlands is trying to do with Beauchesne's, you know, where you have one round not in a club, but like, you know, with the city championship, they were going to have first round at one tournament, at one court, but I'm not sure how. I didn't really get into that. Who own, like, they're not owned by the...
I think he was talking about England Air Force Base. The England Authority owns
Oak Wing.
I'm not sure who owns Links on the Bayou.
Yeah, so it's not like a municipal, like, you know, city-owned or parish-owned, huh?
No, you'd have to Google that and see.
I'm not sure
how that works.
Yeah.
But
no, we had the course was in good shape. The first time I finished 18 over there, because the other time I played it, my back had gone out, I think, after like 12 holes, and I just rode the rest of them.
Yeah.
And I was in too much pain to really kind of pay attention. But it's a fun course in that it's one of those, and we played the Blue Tees, which is, you know, not, I mean, that's as long. I guess they have a gold set out back there somewhere. But mm-hmm. but again, you know, that 65 and over was the white tees, and then you have the red tees, and they had a couple of red blasts in the round. But it's one of those. I love courses like that where you have out of the four par fives, I would say realistically two are definitely reachable, and the, you know, one's a little long, and the other one. You might be left with a little wedge in, but it's not. I just can't stand courses where, or you know, I mean, I get it, but you know, 580 yard par fives or 600 yards, or you have to lay up at a, you know, 200 yard mark thing because of trouble in front of you and stuff, and they had a couple of par fours that really kind of risk reward, where you had a, you know, a ravine kind of cutting in the middle of the fairway about 230 out. So can you fly that, you know? And it was cool, windy, you know, and you know, one of our team flew it and one didn't, and I can let you guess who did and who didn't. Okay,
be a pretty easy question there.
but
that's the bonus question, right?
But that's what makes it to me. You know, a golf course like that, I didn't see the total yardage from the Blues, but I bet it's not more than 62 or 6,300 yards. But it doesn't have to be long to be challenging,
right?
You know, and the greens. I mean, I'm not kidding you. They were stimping as fast as anything I've ever put it on. They were just the pin placements had a lot to do with that, you know.
I've never got a chance to play the course, but I've seen it quite a few times. I must have watched Drew play maybe six rounds of golf, you know.
Yeah.
There, because like Robbie's so generous. He has tournaments for juniors, whether it's the USSA Tour or the Louisiana Junior Golf Tour. He'll put up his hand first to host a tournament, and that just speaks volumes about who the man is and how much he's contributed to golf in general in our Gulf States section, but locally as well. And he listed a number of players there that, like Bill Land and John Davis, that you know, and
but even him to recognize the outstanding young players like Eli Artigo, you know, UL commit now and whatnot. And as he talked about, you know, man, we're so blessed that we had this, you know, explosion of golf during COVID. We've got to keep these young players playing the game. You got and if you don't have events for them or opportunities for them to play, then you know, they're just going to quit. They're going to go play video games or do something else again.
Which is a pity, right?
No, I know. It took a number of years. Like I said, we had that lull after the Tiger run to where I mean, seriously, we would talk about that very often. You go out to a golf course, you would never see a young kid out there playing, you know. And now it's pretty common to see. So hopefully, you know, some of the local golf teams will start seeing more players participate. We'll see more junior golf. I'd love to see some of the local courses kind of reserve a time for them to play, you know, where they don't have to, you know, because you know how the members are. They get aggravated. Oh, I'm behind a bunch of kids, you know, all this stuff. You know, but if they don't have a chance to go out there, how are they going to? You can't just hit balls in the driving range all the time.
No.
You got to go play.
You got to play. That's why you hit balls, to play,
you know,
the game.
And in a perfect world, we'd have a little par three executive course in the area where they could go play, and that would be great, but we don't have that either, you know. So,
That's another thing you need to Google, par three courses in Louisiana.
42 of them.
No, that's nine hole courses, but par three courses. Oh, remember my tri-parish used to be just par threes?
No, that's what I'm telling you. The one in Alexandria, that's a perfect, I mean, it's right by it's the oldest in the United States, the oldest par three course in the United States.
Really? When we go, we definitely doing that, because you know how I love to hit irons. I mean,
it's just the chipping. That's what it is. You know, I think the longest hole is like 150. I think Cody. I never played it, but it's actually volunteers from the local courses, from the links, from Oak Wing. The superintendents volunteer to keep up the golf course.
Oh my goodness!
They go out there and do it on their own. You know, so it's just a free.
And how far away from those two courses is it?
Probably 10 minutes, 15, maybe 15 at the most, you know. But it's right in the heart of the city.
Yeah.
These are a little bit on the out, you know, where they're
outskirts,
at. I mean, But it's right by the zoo, and I mean, it's just, it's just amazing. When I read that about it, I read the, you know, the history about it and how, you know, it came about and all this stuff. And I thought I'd sent you the article, but maybe I didn't. If I didn't, I'm going to definitely send it to you. But I was kind of blown away when I read. I was like, well, I wonder who maintains this, if it's Parks and Recreation or the zoo or who does this. Well, no, it's volunteers.
Yeah.
And, you know, from all the local courses.
And then my next question to you would be, who gets the revenue from it?
There is no revenue.
But, I mean, they don't have, like...
They don't charge anything.
For nothing?
Nothing.
Just walk, go out
you
there
walk,
and play?
You walk up
there's
and...
There's no concessions?
Just, there's nothing. There's nothing.
Nothing?
There's literally nothing.
It's you just bring, a field with sticks can, and tee boxes.
If you want to bring you a roll of nice chest with your beer, you know, your water... No, there's no revenue, you know, and
then my other question would be, who is paying for it?
It's
well, there got to be a cost. I mean, you know, you don't just go out and cut grass without
there.
Well,
I don't
to start
know.
with a machine that cuts it.
Well,
in the gas
I think it does fall under Parks and Recreation because it's part of. I think it technically is part of the zoo.
That would never go into Iberia. They closed all the oasis down there, the driving range.
I get it. You know,
and we were making some money.
I know. But it's a fantastic, you know, opportunity. That's the kind of thing.
That's what's needed, Bronx,
right?
For
that's
these
what
juniors.
I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You know, and it doesn't take up a lot of land. Teddy, the old Evangeline Ballpark by North Lewis that is now just grass. I don't know who owns that. I have no idea.
Yeah.
But that's about the size.
Oh my.
You know, I mean, that's about what it would have taken. You know, to turn that into a little golf course. You know, nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. You know.
Well, you want to clear a break, and then we'll start talking about some other golf news?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, stay tuned. You're listening to Chip Shots with Boxcar and Teddy.
Sugar Oaks Golf Course, located at 4002 Sugar Oaks Road, is an 18-hole regulation golf course. This medium yardage layout has adequate length, wide fairways, and not too difficult approach shots. Sugar Oaks Golf Course is a semi-private course that's open to the public. Our guest rates are very attractive, and our monthly dues are accommodating. Give us a call for your tee time. That's Sugar Oaks Golf Course in New Iberia. Phone 337-364-7611. 364-7611.
The GolfBalls.com Retail Center is now open and better than ever. Stop by our newly renovated store to shop the latest in golf balls, clubs, and apparel from brands such as Titleist, TaylorMade, Callaway, and Under Armour. Check out our new state-of-the-art golf simulator and demo the hottest irons, drivers, and putters. Featuring 20,000 square feet of golf equipment and gear, GolfBalls.com was founded here in Acadiana 25 years ago and remains the world leader in golf customization. Located on Arnold Boulevard next to Harbor Freight Tools and, of course, online at GolfBalls.com.
We have a new player on the field and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew. Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
The hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s on Kane
107.5. And welcome back to Chip Shots. Teddy Sliman, Ralph Boxcar, Bergeron with you here. Kind of finishing up our Thanksgiving Monday before Thanksgiving Chip Shots.
Yeah, and obviously I didn't look at the actual forecast for Friday, but I'm sure it's going to be pretty good. And you know from your many years running a golf course, Black Friday is one of the biggest golfing days of the year. So let's hope.
Better have a tee time.
You better have a tee time, right? And let's hope the weather's good. And while the you know, the wives are out there getting those great deals. Of course, everybody kind of does that online now. but man, normally the golf courses are packed. So let's hope that happens again this year.
Yep. I'm just wondering how shipping is going to be, you know, this year. If you do it online, it's got to be shipped to you. Doesn't it say shipping is rough?
You bet. You better ship, or you better order very early.
So it'd be better to go to golfballs.com and shop in the showroom, right?
Well, I would say any big box retailer, golf for sure. You want to definitely go in there because I had to for my job call a few places today and they've got 8 to 10 week back order on stuff that and not you wouldn't think it would be that way but. I'm not going to mention obviously what it is or but it's just and look, I mean, again, yesterday I was noticing that driving back from Alexandria, Teddy, there's no cars on any of the car lots. I mean, there's none.
That is sad.
There was like I passed by a Hub City Ford. There was maybe six vehicles there. Then I passed later, by the Corville Toyota in Opelousas. They had about 10, I'm talking about a place that would have had normally 600 or 700 vehicles.
Isn't that crazy?
There's nothing.
Like Robbie said, nobody wants to work, so they're not manufacturing cars and everything else, and then nobody wants to work, so they're not transporting anything that they don't have with.
Yeah, and they had this big computer chip issue where they couldn't get the chips for the cars, and all these cars were supposedly made and sitting somewhere. And you know what's the crazy thing? Is by the time they could get them on the lot, they could be a model year behind. so it will be in 2022, but the 2021s will just be getting on the lot, So then how much do... But... My son, I know this is off topic, but my son was showing me last night. He said, you wouldn't believe. So the vehicle that I bought from him, the used one, for $11,000 a year ago with 20,000 less miles than I have now, now it's worth $15,000. So it's going up.
Appreciated.
$4,000.
That doesn't happen in the car business.
It's not happening in my IRA account, I can tell you that, So I should have invested in used cars.
A bunch of used cars,
my goodness. Sure. Yeah, it is unreal.
All right, let's get back to golf.
All right.
The race to Dubai. Colin Morikawa, 24-year-old, first American to win it. Isn't that cool? He played in the last 41 holes with no bogeys, and on Friday he hit. This story was said is a story of the stick, two sticks. First stick was a yellow hazard stick that he hit that saved him a penalty shot, and he went on to win. The second stick that got hit was Rory McIlroy. He was tied for the lead going to number 15, hit the flag stick, and his ball bounced into this disastrous bunker and ended up making a double bogey and lost the tournament, tore his shirt, kind of other things happened after
that. That was a crazy thing. And, I'll be honest with you, Morikawa was kind of a forgotten name for me, as prominent as he was earlier,
he is and he isn't. He listen, this past year he won, 2020, right?
Yeah.
He won a World Golf Championship, he won a major, and then this year he won the British Open, and his Ryder Cup, he never lost a match. He was 3-0-1. So you're right. He's in the background, but
I just never.
This guy's a player.
Oh, no,
he's only 24 years old.
Yeah, no. I mean, and he was.
Tiger and Jack, the only other two to win two majors before the age of 25.
Yeah, he just went through that one little rough stretch where he was hitting his driver so bad, remember? And he was just hitting it real short and everything. Yeah. And it was even talk about, who are you going to pair him with in the Ryder Cup and all? Then all of a sudden he found it again because he's always been, a fantastic iron player.
That's it.
He's a really
he's an average putter, except when he's hot. And he's an average. He doesn't hit the ball very far, but straight, but not very far. So,
but his proximity to the hole, he would gain strokes there. But it was kind of funny to see Rory coming out of the scorer's tent where he looked like a tiger had mauled him. He's been mauled by Tiger before, but not by, Oh my goodness!
And speaking of Tiger, they were spotted him hitting balls.
That's incredible, Ted. Yeah. If he tees it up again in a PGA event, we know it's already a made for TV movie. But can you imagine if he does make it back? And I don't care if it's whatever Open,
Louisville Open.
It would be just to me. And even more, and I know that, I hope you don't get upset with me with this, but it's even more incredible than Ben Hogan's comeback in a way because of all the other setbacks prior to that. Before Hogan's car crash, I mean, he was a relatively, healthy guy, right. You know, and didn't, you know.
The only thing he was fighting was his swing, and then when he figured it out, that's when he got in a wreck.
But so
that's
what made Tiger had, so many other, between the
infidelity.
That, and then after that, the numerous back surgeries, you know, knee surgery, this, that, and the other. And then getting this kind of a wreck where, again, how he survived that. I mean, the good Lord just wanted him to, he's got to have a higher purpose in his life right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. You're right on. I hope he pays attention to that because, you know, golf's going to end one day for him as well as everybody else, and then he's going to have to pay the piper.
Yeah, I mean, so.
Or make an accounting for what.
But, hey, look. It's
okay, give us a minute and a half now.
No, I'm just saying it's a great sign, and again, I think it's just a, when we look at Thanksgiving coming up and the things that we have to be thankful for, I think this is a very sobering reminder. When you come to, you know, Tiger Woods, and we've seen how he's made that full circle, and I just think back recently to when he, you know, played in that father son event with his son Charlie, and you know where he's come from, the darkest depths he was in, and now where he's at, and that's a lesson we can all learn, you know, and be thankful for our family that you know and our friends. This Thanksgiving, and that's, you know, that's
absolutely
all I have.
Well, we thank you and hope and pray you have a good, happy Thanksgiving to you and everybody else out there. And we might be taking a hiatus at some point during this holiday season, but we all know that the golf season officially ended, and I think they take a 6-week break as far as the PGA Tour is concerned. But there'll be other stuff in between we might be able to meet and greet with.
Once the new LSU coach is announced, we can do a meet and greet with him.
Exactly. Don't forget, we got the Catholic High Coaches Show coming up with Coach Scott Watney and Tony Landry, the voice of the Panthers. So you want to stay tuned for that.
You're listening to KANE 1240 AM and K298CQ 107.5 FM, New Iberia.
The voice of the Tash.